Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, we were having some technical difficulties over here trying to get the show on, but you know what? We still have about 20 minutes of air time that we will be able to do the show. So we're going to ask that you go on and call into the show, 347-945-7991, so that you can listen. And we're going to bring, without further ado, Professor, Mr. Author, Publisher, Writer, and Playwright, Movie Maker, Terry Benjamin. Terry,
hey,
good
how you
morning,
doing?
And thank you so much for staying on. So, yes, we saw you there, but we couldn't get to you. But, yes, go ahead, take it away. I know you got a hot topic for today.
Oh, yes, please. Let me just get right into it. Promise to make an announcement. The last show we had, and the announcement is simply this, and it's really found in the Bible. I'm going to go right to that, and it's at Psalms 119:105. Now, again, I've been reading the Bible for many, many, many years, and I found recently that the words resonate even more so in my life, in my real life. And this particular scripture really has a ignited my mind and my body and my spirit to really take a journey. And it says here, and I quote, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And I really believe that path is to the bigger picture. And I've been, you know, going back and forth with this and really trying to see where I stand on that. And the topic of today's program is Making Your Spiritual Vision 2020. And what I'm saying here is not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. And the path that I've decided to choose is the path, really, of the Word of God, and to follow that to the point where, of course, it's going to change my life. One of the things that I think that at 60 and beyond, you know, you really feel that you know yourself, that you are the person that you will always be, and that's just not true. There is definitely room for growth. There's definitely room for improvement. And I also like to go into another book here. It's called The Compound Effect. This is by Darren Hardy, who is the publisher of Success Magazine. And he says on page 90, he says here, "There's one thing that 99% of failures and successful folks have in common. They all hate doing the same things. The difference is successful people do them anyway. Change is hard. That's why people don't transform their bad habits and why so many people end up unhappy and unhealthy. What excites me about this reality, however, is that if we change, if change were easy and everyone was doing it, it would be much more difficult for you and me to stand out and become an extraordinary success. Ordinary is easy. Extraordinary is what will separate you from the crowd." And this is from Darren Hardy. A book called The Compound Effect, and I find that really is basically you're just doing something and doing it on a consistent basis. Again, my breakthrough, I guess, in terms of my thinking and my my spiritual development was a book I read. As a matter of fact, I'm reading it now. It's called Living at the Next Level, and it's subtitled Transforming Your Life's Frustrations into Fulfillment Through Friendship with God. And it's by an author that I met at a Christian men's retreat, and his name is B. Courtney Macbeth. And he's the senior founding pastor of Calvary Revival Church in Norfolk, Virginia. He came here for a Man on Fire men's retreat, and the information that I got from him was just invaluable, just talking with him and now reading his book. And I'd like to quote from him, and he says here on page 90 of his book, Living at the Next Level, it says that often to protect ourselves from disappointment, we give up our hope of ever experiencing the heights. We settle for what? For just the experience of internal change in our hearts, minds, and character, and we relinquish our hope of seeing things change for us externally. And yet external change is part of our journey. And this is from a book entitled Living at the Next Level. So, Lisa, basically what I'm saying is that my journey now is really to have a closer relationship with God, to really to develop a friendship with God. And I know to do that is going to make me change in many different ways. And I really ask our listeners to really help me, you know, to keep me in their prayers, to really helped me along the journey, because I think one of the things that we learn as intelligent people that you may be really good in one area, you may be the best in one area, but when you go into another area, you can't do it alone. And he suggested in his book, and I know this to be a fact, that you really have to be around like-minded people, because you can't do it by yourself, and you really have to understand that it is important. And I just want to last quote, and really remind me of one of the books that you read, and this is Courtney Macbeth, and he says here, God's plan for you include people. You cannot reach your potential without them. Despite your negative experiences, there are people in this world who are safe and trustworthy, people who will care about you, pray for you, and keep you, and help you become your best. And that's what I want to do. I mean, I think at 60 and beyond, you know, you realize that you have to, you want to be your best. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family, your friends, and also your community. And I said for this year, 2012, I didn't make a resolution. I made an affirmation. The affirmation was to be the best leader in my family, in my teaching, and in my community. And I believe that following the path, following the word of God, I was able to achieve this beyond my imagining. And I know, again, going into new territory, but you know what? I've just made a decision. In my heart and my mind and my body, and I've talked with my wife and my family and my friends, I'm going to really make that journey. And I hope that you know, those who listen to me will understand that, you know what, I need your help, because I can't do this alone. And I think it's a wise man who's humble enough to ask for help, to ask for the prayers and the encouragement. And so that's my big announcement, and I say that in public because I want you to keep me on point when you see me doing things that are not part of the journey that you say, well, you know, you said it's like somebody losing weight, you know. You get on the diet and you tell all your family and friends, they expect to see results. They expect to see that weight come off. And in my case, please expect to see me as a new person, a different person in God and also in Christ. So, again, that's all I have to say about that. And, you know, what's your response?
Those jokes. What's my response? Whoa, we need a whole 2 hours. My response, wait a minute. Whoa, I tried all week long to think about what's the big announcement. And I'm coming up with all kinds of things.
Wow. No, I'm all right. I'm okay, you know.
But none of them was as big as this.
Humongo. Because you know me, I've really stayed away from, you know, institutions. You know, I've stayed away from those type of things. But you know,
I never really noticed that. But because, you know, I'm one of those persons. I try not to notice that with people unless they wanted to make it known.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But because I feel that, you know, a person, you know, they have a choice to do however they want. And, you know, I try to, you know, live my life as such that, you know, it would represent who I belong to. But don't always meet the mark, but certainly it's the desire of my heart to meet it. However, I am like, you know, when you say what's your response, I'm sitting here and my
almost speechless.
your jaw, lady. Certainly, you know, talk about thinking big. But you know, when you started out with that scripture, you know, from the Book of Psalms, I believe
119:105.
Your lamp unto my feet, and a light feet and a lamp unto my path. No, lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I know that one well. I think I quoted it at least in one of my books, probably God's Plan. But certainly one of the scriptures that I do love. So when you started, because I'm thinking, I said, well, maybe he's going to announce and he's going to, you know, open up a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you know, sure, that's coming,
brother. Oh, yeah. But that past thing, you know, when you started out with that, and so I just said, you know, God bless you. And
Thank you.
To come on, you know, the Coach LaLisa show in the morning and to announce to the whole world that this is the path that you're choosing, I think is just beyond phenomenal. Amazing, and any other word I could think.
And it's so funny because, you know, I, of course, you know, I'm a big fan of Joel Osteen, and he was saying in his book, Every Day a Friday, but I'm thinking, I know every day for me, I want to see every day as a Sunday because, you know, being in church with my wife and my family and my friends, you know, very close friends, and matter of fact, one of the elders in the her church that I'm going to actually join. That's another thing as well. But he was my my high school coach. And it's so funny because, you know, my story, you know, in brief, you know, I was raised by my mother, my grandmother. My mother had when she was 14 years old, and I suspect that, you know, I mean, maybe she didn't want to, you know, I mean, it was a hard journey for her at 14, but she decided to keep me and make a long story. I raised my mother and my grandmother. I told them at age 9 that I wanted to be a writer. They encouraged me in that. And the point was that although I never lived with my father, I knew my father, he was always supportive, but he wasn't my main role model. My main role model was my uncle. But I've always looked for other father figures. And, you know, when I was on the track team, my coach was a father figure to me. And I ran into him some years ago. You know, he asked me to come by his church. You know, and of course, I said, I'll be there. And the way things worked out was, ironically, that when I met my current wife, she was a member of that church.
Wow.
And when I started dating her, I started going to church. And I connected with him again, and we started talking and whatnot. Mm. You know, and I've been going on a much regular, but I realized that, you know, this whole thing about the Christian walk, and I was saying walking the walk, and I'm just talking the talk, because it's a lifestyle. You know, it's not just Sunday. You know, every day is Sunday, because every day is about reading God's word and living in God's word and being it. And I was the type of person that I believe that, you know, I go to church Sunday, and then the rest of the week I just do whatever I want to do, you know. But I realized that that's not the thing. And I just want to give you another quote here, just quickly. It says here, He prepared me for change.
Yes.
We can do the same thing as we walk through the Word of God. We can encourage others and dare, like the psalmist, to hope again. We can go to the light of the Word, anticipating the light of God's now on our next level journey, because the time for the light is at hand, and we must make our hearts ready. This is from B. Courtney Macbeth. Living on the next level, and again, my whole thing is like, you know, it's so funny, man. I feel like I'm starting first grade. No, I'm starting kindergarten. You know,
I was about to say, you might want to have your wife give me a call, she's gonna need a friend.
Right.
Gonna need somebody because you're about to hit it hard, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
no. And sometimes when you know when you're a person that's been, you know, walking with Jesus a long time, mm-hmm. and then you know how it is. Anytime you've been doing something a long time, you know, and so it's not that freshness that you know. So here somebody alongside of you comes. Now they're all excited.
You know it, yeah.
You may be like, you know, well, I say, well, where you been all this time? Or,
yeah, hold on.
What's going on? You know, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm the one. You know. And if that happens, just tell her to gently read Romans 14. Romans 14 will clear up everything about, you know.
Okay.
Because I'm very serious about this. I'm mm-hmm. very, very serious. I know I'm laughing. I am very serious. It is important. And now she may have already read that and studied it and understand how to apply it. But typically when people are new at it and not saying you haven't known the Lord and you haven't,
mm-hmm.
you may know more scriptures than the average believer.
Yeah,
because you're a reader and you study and these things. And But it's something about that new relationship. You just said it. I feel you before I even got it out. You said, "Oh, I feel new. I feel, you know, like a baby."
Yeah, right. Of course, because but it's new. But it's exciting, and you know, again, and I think one of the things about the Word of God that I found out is that you have to really surrender to it. You know, you can't. It's not. I mean, you know,
exactly.
I can be very intellectual, but I gotta feel it. I gotta, you know, it gotta be part of my spirit.
So that's my point. So here you are, you know, a person could see, like, you know, you're kind of new at this, and you come in talking about surrendering, and you have people that have been going to church 30 years and haven't surrendered.
Oh, my goodness.
Point.
Wow.
My point. Yeah. So, you know, you just realize it. It's good. You'll see. But anyway, I could not be more absolutely thrilled. You know, I could not be more impressed with our God, how he does things.
Well, it's him, because I wasn't really thinking about this. You know, I'm thinking about something else, but you know what? I think sometimes you got to realize that there is a bigger picture, and really the author of that bigger picture is not you, and it's definitely not me. It's really, you know, again, what he wants. And again, like I said, I plan to not just talk the talk, but I'm walking the walk now.
Wow. Woo. Well, you know what? I'm hoping that, you know, since we got, you know, started so late here, we are going to definitely, I don't know what you have planned for next Tuesday, but, you know, we got to do this all over, because this is just, you know, I'm telling you, I'm just at awe. Really, I am.
Well, I mean, we'll continue, but I think the thing is, you know, people realize that, you know, again, the whole 60 or 60 concept of philosophy is to keep on living. And I realize that, you know, we are, you know, as far as, you know, because a lot of people think they come to 60 or 70 and they've learned all they can learn and that they can't change. I mean, I think we can constantly be transformed, and we can be made over, we can be born again. And I think people have to understand that 60 is not so much preparing to go to heaven. I think it's preparing to have the peace that you can have right now. There's peace. I mean, I have so much peace and contentment now, because I know that I'm doing not my will, but I'm doing His will. So, you know, I don't have any. I mean, when I'm in church, I'm not thinking of anything else but what I'm doing at that point. And I want that. I want my life every day to be a Sunday. Not just Sunday, but every day to be a Sunday, every day to be in that comfort, to be in that joy, just to be in that peace. I mean, you know, I mean, as an artist, I think one of the things that you do, your mind is never at rest, because it's always something that you need to do. But sometimes, you know, we need rest. I mean, I want rest, and I don't want rest in the grave. I want rest while I'm living, and I want rest while I can help other people, you know, live a better life, and again, not to be just ordinary, but to be extraordinary, and that's the point, really.
This, tell you, I'm posting it on Facebook, and so,
hallelujah!
Wow, I just posted that. You made a big announcement, and then I posted that.
Again, it's a big step, but again, like I said, I want to be. I want to be held accountable. I want, you know.
We will do it. And like you said, we will pray for you. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You know, pray for you. We'll be praying for your wife, your family, with all the people around you, all the people that you will be blessing. You know, welcome to the body of Christ. God bless you. We thank God for your life. I'm just blown away. I just really am. I just pray, you know, God's favor, His strength, His power on you, even more so. You know, He was always with you, and He knew this day was coming. He knew exactly when it was going to happen.
Well, you know, I'm glad that, you know, I can say it now. See, I don't want to be the kind of person that, you know, like I'm on my deathbed and
wow,
now I'm calling out to God. See, I don't want that, Lisa. I don't want that kind of the excuse. I feel I'm in my right mind. You know? You know, I feel I'm healthy. I'm making a random choice. I mean, it's not because I have no choice.
I
still have free will.
Made a choice. It is a choice. But so many people, there are so many people who need to hear your story. There's just so many people. You just don't know how many billions of people need to hear your story. And so God is going to really use you because of it, because there are so many people who do have the choice, but they don't make the choice. But they need to make the choice. And you did it. We celebrate what God is doing in you. And I can't wait to tell my co-host of Sisters in the Spirit. I want to be the first to have you on as a guest or others. We'll get ready for, you know, Kiva's show. Get ready for Dr. Flagg's show. Get ready. Get ready.
Well, I would love that because, again, I mean, but I don't want to be the kind of person that, you know, I mean, sometimes the worst person is a convert because they want to just tell everybody and change everybody. And I'm not about that. I'm just saying.
No. That's not the worst. That's not the worst. That's the best. Don't let anyone fool you. That ain't the worst. Best. He told us to be a witness.
Okay.
Told us. He says, when I give you this power, you're going to be able to witness for me. So no. That's what there's a whole group of people in the world will make you think that, oh, that's too much. It don't take all that. But people like me and people like you know it takes all that and more.
Like you said, I mean, you want to be an example, you know, what's the best thing, you know?
You got to. No, you can't keep it. It's like Jeremiah when he said it's like fire shut up in his bones. You can't quiet. But if you try, you're going to quench the spirit and you're going to end up being very miserable.
No, I don't want that.
But
you know?
We only have 36 seconds left to the show, but we are definitely, we're going to have you on as soon as I can. I'll inbox you some dates, but we're going to go off the air and
I'll be there.
Happen. But we love you. God bless you. This is amazing, and we will definitely have you back here. We're going to figure a time to get you back on so you can share this. God bless you. We love you. I just can't say enough. We thank God for this morning, this announcement.
Oh, wow.
Utterly amazing. Continue in your walk.
Okay. All right. I'm walking.
God.
I'm walking.
All right, folks. That's it for today. We'll see you back.